This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
There's a shift in Austin's schools to focus on skills that don't deal with academics. Things like a student's mental health, coping strategies, and mindfulness. The philosophy behind this, asking a kid to only focus on academics during the school day, is like asking an adult to not worry about their personal life while at work. KUT's Claire McInerney reports on what educators are doing to help kids master these social skills.
This education theory is called social-emotional learning, or SEL. And once you know what it is, it just makes sense how important it is. That's the epiphany Kimberly Skinner had 3 years ago when she was a classroom teacher.
Teachers really look at the whole child, not just, we're here, here's a worksheet, this is what we're doing today. It was more, what can we do to support students to be the best that they can be?
She understood some kids were doing poorly in school because of outside factors and enjoyed helping them overcome those issues. So she left the classroom to get her counseling certification. Now she works as the school counselor at Cunningham Elementary.
Let's take some belly breaths together. So let's put our hands on our belly.
As a counselor, she didn't want to just pull kids out of class when they behaved poorly to talk it out. So she turned to a personal habit of hers that helped her with relaxing, mindfulness, and awareness. Yoga.
Let's set an intention for our afternoon practice today. Maybe it's to get my wiggles out.
Rather than having an office to meet with kids and parents, Skinner has a studio. Almost every inch of her classroom floor is covered by rolled-out yoga mats. The lights are dimmed, and soft music plays from a computer on a desk in the corner. Every kid in the school is guaranteed a yoga class every other week, but a student can ask for more frequent practice. Skinner says these requests usually come when a kid is dealing with things like a conflict with peers or by an issue at home. She says being in a calm environment often helps kids feel safe.
If I'm not in a fight or flight response, then I'm going to be more likely to find that awareness and maybe be able to articulate exactly what might be bothering me. My knees are bent. My hand come up and over underneath my knees. And then I'm going to touch the very tips of my fingertips.
Fifth grader Kenzie says she likes coming to these classes because it's nice to spend time in a quiet space. She says it's been especially helpful in cases of bullying.
So people were calling me names, and then we did yoga the same day. And then when we came in here, I just felt better. Whenever I came back, it's kind of hard to explain.
Using yoga to help kids relax and talk about their emotions is the strategy at Cunningham. But every school in Austin ISD has some sort of social-emotional learning practice. Pete Price oversees social-emotional learning for the district and says focusing on these skills is a departure from how education used to work.
Before we knew about how the brain works and about mindfulness, students who would be having difficulty in the classroom would be traditionally sent to the assistant principal's office and receive some sort of consequence.
So rather than punish students when they act out, the goal is to figure out why a kid is misbehaving. This is something the administration at Baldwin Elementary takes seriously. Rather than hire an assistant principal, which typically deals with discipline, they hired a full-time counselor to focus on social-emotional learning. Lindsay Myrick is that counselor.
We do mindfulness pretty much everywhere.
She shows me around the mindfulness room at Baldwin. It's a dedicated space for kids to come to when they need to recalibrate their emotions.
That's where the trampoline comes into place. They can jump. You've got the canoe there. That's really good for putting pressure on them.
It's full of things to help kids get out energy or aggression and tools to help express emotion. Some of these tools are also present in the classroom if a kid needs to take a break. On top of these decompression tools, teachers and staff at Baldwin do lessons on social skills every day. On this day, fifth graders are getting ready for an overnight field trip. An administrator asks fifth grader Gianna for a specific social-emotional skill she may use during the camping trip.
Belly breathing. Like if you're getting nervous on the ride there, or if you're about to go to bed and you're most kids have their parents tuck them in at night. It's going to be okay, I'll see them tomorrow, and just tell yourself that it's going to be okay so that you don't get nervous.
That kind of answer is impressive to Price.
When you have students who can actually verbalize the skills that they've learned and then also project how they're going to use them in the future, that's absolutely best practice.
The focus both Cunningham and Baldwin put on their social-emotional learning programs is what Price wants to help extend to every school in Austin. Claire McInerney, KUT News.